You are now about to witness. I want to smell nice as well as look nice. The awesome crushing might. I get distracted by smells easily. Oh, you G.S. and Robinson show. Welcome, my friends, to a show that seemingly never ends. Hey, he's not heavy, he's just stout. Chunky. What size? Anyway, this is version 3-0-9. I'm the Eugenics Robinson, Joe Stomper. I'm your host, Eugenics Robinson, with ashy hair. How do you keep him from looking like an elephant's leg? I don't know. Anyway, 3:09, a day late, not a dollar short. We'll get to it soon, but first, Bob Riley is going to sing us in. Excuse me, as he has every week since 2007. The record is called Calling of the Just. The Calling of the Just, the band is Stigmata. Bob Riley sings. It's still available from Revelation Records in Huntington Beach, California, where they shoot your death at a nightclub, hit your car with a hammer, and run your mayor pro tem out of town on a rail to open up to some static restaurant that failed in Central Florida. Listen, listen well.
I'm on my way back and nowhere.
When I could not be so clear, but I'm taking a real good look at you. I'm taking a real good look at your face.
I'm on my way back to Denver. To be paid back in full with nothing.
I almost let the song play.
Hey, Mr. Robinson, where you been? This ain't Sunday. What happened to you, Mr. Robinson? As usual, we start the show going backward in time. We'll get to that.
It's Stigmata. We'll get to that in a second. First, what did I say? A day late, but not a dollar short. You do know, for those of you who don't subscribe, it's free when it's live. If you wait, you only get 10 minutes free, and then the rest you got to pay for. I'm on the nut for $100 a month to pay June. What does June do? June makes sure it's up on Spotify, Apple Music, or all the wonderful places you can find it. She generates a graphic. She gets rid of the dips and the daws, and maybe sometimes I fuck up and get threatened to get sued by somebody, and she takes care of that stuff too. $100, what is it? $100 a week. That's what I get charged. Now, you could do the embarrassing thing and let me shoulder the burden of that, or you could donate some money. Patreon thing is dead. However, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, well, I'll take any denomination of cash you got lying around your house. Consider me your tip jar. And that's it for the commercials. That's a minute of commercials. Well, that's more than a minute of commercials, but you got my point. So let's go back in time. Mr. Robinson, what happened to you yesterday? Well, as you remember, the Monday that was a holiday was supposed to be the day. It was supposed to be the day that I took the kid sledding. The kid has never seen snow. We're going sledding. Turns out that the wife had scheduled an appointment for an epidural. Was she pregnant again, Mr. Robinson? No, she's not pregnant again. However, she does have spine problems that she wants a doctor to take care of. It's so funny. You hear about healthcare in America failing women. You know what I had to do to get an MRI? You know how much dick I had to suck to get the MRI? Well, let me put it this way. I've never gotten an MRI. They're like, well, you know, we don't want to. Let's just start with the x-ray first, you know. And so they did the x-ray first. This is from my heel. They bypassed the MRI, found out that I had Hagelin's deformity. They went into my leg, cut my leg open, shaved the bone down, sewed me back up. I was 2 weeks on the couch, never got near an MRI. Apparently, it's too expensive for the likes of me. She gets the MRI. She goes in and they look at her form and say, hey, you don't have insurance to cover this. Well, as luck would have it, and keep in mind, at my fucking funeral, if they could bring me back, I would spend an hour complaining about cash like the great Scottish poet Ewan McTeagle. Could you lend me a few bob until Monday? Apparently, since I pay for my own health insurance and it comes automatically out of my bank account, I bounced it. Oh, there, London's in the house. So Friday, I see I'm overdrawn and the bank is like, we're not paying for that. They kick it back. I say, fuck, all right, I got to get some money in the bank to cover this health insurance thing. Hey, babe, don't use any health insurance this fucking weekend. She doesn't use any health insurance over the weekend. That's fine. You can use it anytime Monday. So Monday or Tuesday, she has a video call with a fucking back doctor, a 30 minute conversation, right? Get a bill for $400, a video call, $400. I could call a 976 sex line and get better care, but you know what I mean. Video call. It's okay. Monday, I'm on the phone dealing with Anthem Blue Cross. There goes an interruption in service. I go, really? It's funny, interruption service, because it shows here that you took money from me in January, February, March, and April. All of those months, you have taken money from me. So where was the service interrupted? Not only money, but money for the full month. Well, there was a break. Let me put it this way. I'm not paying the $400 for the fucking 30-minute video call. You can fucking shine on that. And how come you canceled the wife's fucking MRI? I got to hear this now. And they go, it's not canceled. They go, well, the hospital, the surgery center says, surgery center is wrong. Here's the reference number. So she got to go back. Anyway, short, long story, much shorter, painfully shorter. We lost the day. We didn't go sledding. She feels terrible. She goes, let's go sledding on Saturday. I can't. I got jujitsu. She goes, you have jujitsu every day. And that's when I stopped listening. You're not working with my sister. She goes, what can we do it Sunday? I go, Sunday would do great. I guess 7 a.m. I'm finished with jujitsu by 8:30. I'll give me 8:30. I'll be here by 9. She goes, yeah, okay. So we go up on Sunday. And secretly in my head, I'm like doing the math. You know, I'm like, okay. Okay, I'd start the piece a little bit before, then I go a little bit after. I come home, I could finish the shit. And I just say, you know what? I hate it when my father's head wasn't in the game. My head's going to be in the game. Yeah, exactly. I would gladly buy you a hamburger. Fuck those guys. They got all their money. So I want to dial in, go sledding. As I'm going, leaving jujitsu to go sledding, Marty G says to me, he goes, hey, man. Going sledding? I go, yeah, we're going right now. He's like, be careful up there. Like, what are you talking about? Be careful. What the fuck do you? I'm only 61, soon to be 62. I'm not fucking dead. I'm doing 7 days a week of jujitsu, two of CrossFit, lifting weights. I'm in great shape. He's like, I know you used to snowboard. I said, I still snowboard. This is when's the last time you went? I go 2 years ago. All right, so remember, the hills, it's strenuous. Get the fuck out. Get up in those mountains, step out of the car, haven't noted that the fucking temperature has dropped to like 37 degrees. And then I remember, oh, shit, this is terrible. Step on the snow and all of a sudden I feel like I didn't bring my snowboard boots. I just wore some sneakers. Yeah, they all said, be careful for the drive, for being on the mountain. I step on that snow and I'm like, we went to Nyack, right? because NIAC is free. It used to be you could just turn off there and fucking go, but now they wised up. They charge you $25 for the parking. All right, fuck you with the parking. Whatever. For three people and this plus the sled, it's a decent bang for the buck. I step on the fucking snowy ice and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I remember spring skiing. This could be bad, man. We get up to the top of this hill. I'm slipping and I'm like, look at, I go, I really don't want to fall. I really don't want to fall. I really don't want to fall. Get up there. And I said, you guys go first. And so they go first. And that, you know, the hill going up it doesn't look that bad. Standing at the top, it's pretty bad. And then I like, you know, I'm not going to be. I start collecting old dudes. Old dudes. Yeah. Marty, didn't forget it. So old dudes start coming up to me. The guy goes, you going to go down? I said, what? You going to go down? Yeah, I'm going to go down. He goes, I just had back surgery, but I'm going down. I go, you going down? He goes, I'm going down. I said, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. He goes, no, I got to screw loose. He doesn't go down, so, but they come back up. I go, I got to go down. One, because I want to stop talking to this guy. And two, I'm no scared coward. Okay, going down the hill is easy compared to sitting on the fucking ground. Look, when you snowboard, you're standing unless you fall, in which case you're falling. And then your legs are extended in front of you. Fix your boot. You got to tighten your shoelace. We'll do whatever. I got to do a deep knee bend to get under. This kid's already sitting on the sled. She just hopped in. I like, hop in. What the fuck? I get on my knees. The cold is knifing my kneecaps. I put my ass on it. Then I got to rotate my hips to get my leg forward. Then I got to put my legs forward. It's a two-person sled. I got it on purpose. But then I go, if my heels ain't too far down, I'm going to jack up this ankle on the way down. Yeah, but I can't puss out now. I lift the legs up and we're flying down the hill. And there comes a tree. I just leaned like a skateboard. I got out of the way of the tree. And they're like, no, of course, God has a great dad. I go, yeah, kid, I know. Goes, let's do it again. I go, we do it again. We're going to do it again. And we do it again. We do it again. But we get to the bottom.
Oh, sorry.
We get to the bottom. And yeah, I've fallen in what they call those tree wells, right? Having to get out of there, I had to roll to my stomach to bring my knees up. And then my knees are getting bit by the cold. I had to hold on to a tree branch and then the kid to stand up. I was like, you know what, man, fuck this shit. But I said, okay, Kasha, you and Cora go down. I'm going to make a video. I didn't see that other prick who precipitated all this. I didn't see him go down once. I made me look so bad, I scared him. I didn't see him go down once. So that's what I did on Sunday. I said, let's leave a little early, get a little bit beyond the traffic, get something to eat, go to Cracker Barrel, which I thought said Crapper Barrel, some pancakes, get the fuck out of there, right into traffic. So it was a perfectly good trip. You know, the traffic kind of put me a little bit on edge. You know, yeah, no, there is another NIAC. That's right. And there's another Orange, too, Orange County. My roommate in college is from Orange. I go, Jersey? He's like, no, man, L.A. Yeah, okay. So I'm a little on edge driving back. And this is a fucking rookie mistake, number one. I kick myself like a man. The wife starts in with, she says, driving, you know, avoiding traffic and it's stop and go. And I'm kind of sweating. The kids complaining about the heat and the cold and the noise. And again, she hates it, you know, but she's being a good trooper. She travels really well. And I don't see it coming. And the wife says to me, you know what we should do? Now, any of you who've been married any length of time, you know right away that alarm bells should go off. You hear people talking about, oh, cancel culture. I'm not playing this pronoun game. This is the worst pronoun game in town. The we. I don't see it coming.
I said, well, what should we do?
Well, sir, before we move to Spain.
Yeah?
We need to rehouse the fish in the pond. All of the complicated financial arrangements to, you know, to get this house happening, dealing with the developer in Spain and the interior designer in Poland and their fights and then trying to get this shit as cheap as possible, shipping like tile from fucking going to the bank and wiring money and all this stuff, going over there for 2 days to look at 300 pieces of tile and door handles, all the stuff I've done. I've got the Chevy poised to be on Barrett Jackson, gonna hold an auction for the Chevy. If I get 80 grand for the Chevy, I'll stop complaining to y'all about the money. That's what I'm asking for. We'll see. All the minutia. I got somebody who's gonna willing to just everything. Gonna get a container to get everything. And now I gotta rehouse the fish. I go, you understand, we're selling this house on an as-is basis, which means there's no contingencies in the contract. There's no, like, we'll pay this price if you fix the roof, you do the, nah. You walk into a perfectly serviceable house with an ADU in the back that you could rent out for $2,200 a month. I want your shit. What you buy is a pond with fish in it. The fish serve a purpose. They eat the mosquito larvae. Yeah, but what if they don't feed the fish? I don't give a fuck if they put napalm in there and set it on fire after they buy it. It's up to them. What if they just don't feed the fish? I don't give a shit about the fish. She goes, well, I do. I think it's important. I go, we have 37 fucking mosquito fish in there that are about the size of my finger. How the fuck are we going to catch them? She goes, well, I don't care about them. I care about the goldfish. We got 12 of them there. The raccoons can't fucking catch them. You think I'm going to be fucking waiting around trying to get... And then it's all... You know, I should have just tapped out early. I got to go down that road. I go, you do it. She goes, well, they're not my fish. Then I go, great. They stay with the pond. Well, I think that's really fucked up. Get home. Give the kid a bath. The kid says, I'm hungry. I go, kid, the time to eat is now. She goes, I want to eat a tangerine. Kid is inside. They might be, I don't know what they're doing outside. I'm not going to scream to end the show, but this has been version 309 of the UGS Robinson Showstopper. Read that Substack if you haven't already. We'll see you soon.
Look what you made me do. No time, Blondie. Pay for it. Fucking pay for it. I paid nothing. Nothing. Thank you.